The next scripture reading tonight is John 14, 1 through 4. John 14, 1 through 4. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going.
I would like to express my personal appreciation for the opportunity to be with you and share the message from God's Word. I hope this message is meaningful and helps you to draw closer to God. The message this evening is entitled, The Promise of Heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us that God has set eternity in the hearts of men and women, meaning that this life on earth is just temporary. We were made for eternity. With this in mind, I'd like to share a few thoughts about heaven. God has promised a place of beauty and rest and splendor for every child of God. But what will heaven be like, and how do we get there? If you have your Bibles, turn with me again to the book of John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. Jesus was talking to his apostles at the Last Supper concerning his departure. His work on earth was now drawing to a close, and soon he would leave the apostles and return to his home in heaven. The apostles were worried about his leaving, so he reassures them with these words. Verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a real place that has been promised to those who remain faithful in the following will of God. It is a place every Christian should know something about. There are many passages in the Bible about heaven, but we will never be able to understand some things about heaven until we get there. I'd like to look at three areas that are described in Scripture. The Bible teaches us heaven will be a place where there will be no evil. The wicked will not be found in heaven. Matthew 13:49 says, "So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just." There will be no death in heaven. Luke 20:36, "And they can no longer die, for they are like angels. They are God's children, since they are the children of the resurrection." There will be no sorrow in heaven. Revelation 21:4. "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." There will be no sin in heaven. Revelation 21:27. "Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Revelation 22:3 says, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." This is an allusion to the curse pronounced upon the ground about the sin of Adam. Heavenly treasures will last eternally, for there is nothing to corrupt them there. Matthew 6:20 states, "But store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." No evil can be in heaven because it is incorruptible and undefiled. 1 Peter 1, 3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance he can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. The Bible also teaches us heaven will be a place where the righteous will dwell eternally in joy. 2 Peter 3:13 through 14 says, "But in keeping with his promise, we are now looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. The righteous will go into eternal life." Matthew 25:34. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared you since the creation of the world.'" The fullness of joy is in God's presence. Psalm 16:11. "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Faithful disciples will be privileged to be with the Lord in the Father's house, in perfect fellowship and unbroken communion throughout the ages. The righteousness of God's servants, Revelation 22:3, "The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." And finally, the Bible teaches us heaven will be a place where God and Christ abide. It is God's dwelling place, Psalm 11:4. The Lord is his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven, and his eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. It is God's sanctuary, Psalms 102, verse 19. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven, the Lord viewed the earth. It is the high and holy place where God lives eternally, Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. We acknowledge his dwelling place in prayer, Matthew 6:9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus is with God in heaven, Hebrews 8:1. Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Both the Father and the Son are together in heaven, Revelation 21:22. But I say, no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. In John 14:3, Jesus continues his farewell discourse to the apostles in that upper room, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Like Jesus' apostles, we do not have to let our hearts be troubled. Reminding the Corinthians to this, Paul wrote, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Heaven is often called a prepared place for prepared people. No one just wanders into heaven. People must be prepared and intend to go there. Jesus continues in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to my Father except by me. You cannot get to God without going through Christ. He is the only way. Jesus, his teaching, and the way is the truth, is the only way to be saved. Have you obeyed the gospel? If not, we encourage you today. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off that decision. Make the right choice to obey God, which you have time, and we will have the opportunity as we stand and sing.